欢迎大家来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 My name is Spencer
大家好我是 Jenny 那今天呢我们要说说像随便无所谓麻烦这些中文里常用的口头禅英语怎么说
怎么说 OK
对因为这些口头禅其实在英语里面也是很常用的
Yeah definitely are I find that in both English and in Chinese I like to use these different sayings So which one do we want to start with Jenny?
对口头禅英语就叫 sayings 吗
Yeah, it's kind of, well, I mean, it is a type of saying.
对对对 yeah. saying 就是一种说法。
Yeah, 这是一种说法。
是不是可以叫 pet phrase?
I'm not someone who commonly says pet phrase, but、I think you could call it a pet phrase, I guess.
Pet 就是宠物然后就是你的 pet phrase. 我觉得 pet phrase 可能更加描述是很个人的他喜欢说的像他宠物一样的一些话、老说的这种小短语啊什么的啊、反正口头禅吧今天我们来分享一下如果你对这些说法有兴趣的话呢别忘了到我们的微信公众号开言英语开放的开语言的言回复口头禅来看今天的推送来看今天我们的文字版本 OK 那我们就先从随便其实随便无所谓差不多了从这个开始
yeah, 差不多了OK so 随便 this is kind of like whatever it's up to you, you know.
其实要看怎么它的词性对吧、
yeah.
我们今天说的随便可能就是Spencer 你晚上想吃什么
随便 It's like I can eat anything
对所以就是其实英语里面有好多不一样的说法都能表达这个意思对吧像你前面说的 It's up to you
Yeah, it's up to you It's whatever It's all good 都可以
所以Up to you or up to someone 就是你来决定、对不对
Yeah, exactly,、你来决定
所以你
you choose、
So what do you want to have for dinner?、
It's up to you, how about, you know, you choose
或者 up to you 也可以的、你可以省略那个 it's、它就好像更加轻松更加口语一点
Or you can say like, I'm okay with anything、
这个也行 I'm okay with anything、
yeah.
就是Anything 就什么都行嘛
yeah,
对吧
exactly, exactly.
所以和 anything 有关的就也很多了比如 anything goes、
anything goes
anything goes 也是、就是随便无所谓、什么都行
But when you say anything goes though this sounds like there's like、no rules no law
就是没有规则了
yeah, 对没有没有
规
则对对没有规则
所以更好的可能就是那个 anything is good, anything is fine.
Yeah, I'm cool with anything.
I'm cool with anything,、或者 anything works.
Yeah, exactly.
对吧
There's a lot of ways to say this, guys.
anything will do.
Yeah, anything will do. Yeah.
对、好像也能说 anything and everything is fine, 、是吧
Yeah, pretty much. I will say, though, you just said、anything will do.、it almost sounds like you're kind of...settling when you say anything will do.
Oh, so anything will do 给人的一个感觉它其中包含 imply 的一个含义就是、你有点勉强是吗 You're settling.
Yeah, you're kind of settling. You're kind of like, like, whatever. I'll just take this. You know, anything will do at this point. You know, kind of like, for example, if you're like really hungry,You're like, I don't care anymore. Anything will do.
Okay, yeah. gotcha.
Yeah.、
好那前面你讲到这个词 whatever. 对这个我觉得就是我们要特别和大家说说的。You need to be really careful with this word. Whatever, 它跟我们中文说的随便无所谓就它的语气上面还是有点不一样的。
Yeah, like if we're kind of like arguing about something and you say blah, 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 and it's whatever, like,I don't care what you say.
对，这个 whatever 就是更多的用在抱怨，然后就是你很不满意，然后你也不想跟对方再吵啊，再烦下去，你就whatever.
Whatever.
或者像 teenagers, 就十几岁的小朋友，父母教导他 nagging 或者唠叨的时候，他就经常You know, they'll roll their eyes, 他就翻白眼然后 whatever.
Mom, you're so not cool, whatever.
对吧对所以就是这里的重点是比如别人说你想怎么样问你的时候你想表达随便都可以无所谓不要用 whatever. 对
exactly.
Because it's more like complaining, 抱怨 or arguing, even 吵架对不对
Yeah, that's right.
好那但是像 无所谓啊什么，有的时候我会说 我很无所谓的，吃什么都可以、
mm-hmm.
这英语可以说我不 care, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm easy going.
Oh, I'm easy
yeah,
going.
If you say like 我无所谓啊 like any, like, I'm easy going, you know.
I'm easy going、mm-hmm. 但不能说 I'm easy, 对吧
No.
对，这个也要 be careful, 因为 easy 这里就是说就那种很随便的男女关系那种态度
对
So don't say I'm easy.
Yeah.
I'm easy going.
Yeah, I'm easy going.
对、
yeah.
可以说 I'm not picky, 我不挑剔，对吧、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
好，那、既然说到 I'm easy going, I'm not picky, 我们来看看它的 the opposite, 反义的就是很麻烦。
Oh yeah, a pain in the rear.
对对对、yeah. 好，麻烦呢其实英语里面也有很多的说法，而且是要看、whether it's an adjective 形容词、mm-hmm. 还是、you know, using it as a verb 就是、mm-hmm. 麻烦你做一件事儿啊。
Mm-hmm.
Let's maybe look at、麻烦 as an adjective first.
Okay, so like something that's just like it could be really annoying、really troublesome、What's
another
word?
Something is a lot of trouble.
Yeah, something is very, yeah, so, yeah, something is a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it's a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Oh, 他很麻烦. You can say, oh, he's so much trouble.
啊、形容一个人也可以啊、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
但我觉得还有一个好的词麻烦 hassle.
Oh, yeah, hassle. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, it's such a hassle.
对，我觉得 hassle 是很对应中文里面的麻烦的。这个怎么拼？
Oh, it's H-A-S-S-L-E.
Hassle. Mm-hmm. 比如特别你办理一个东西的时候、办证啊什么流程的这种过程就是、it's a lot of hassle、就真的很麻烦的、so many steps, so、much red tape and bureaucracy、
对不对 yeah, a lot of, yeah, 官僚 yeah. Or like, I don't know, yeah, a lot of times I don't like going throughsecurity at American airports.
Oh, 美国机场安检也是
很麻烦。 Oh, yeah, it's such a pain. I think,
I
was like, God, it's such a hassle. Like, I have to take off my shoes and my belt. And come on, man.
such a hassle or such a pain 都可以，对不对？
Yeah, such a hassle.
诶，但是呢，不能说 such a trouble. 这个是语法上错误的啊。
Yeah.
你可以说 something is...So troublesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't say, oh, it's such a trouble.
Yeah. Or you could say something is troubling, but that's something that makes you worried.
对 troubling 就变成困扰你的东西、对吧好那前面我说到麻烦好像你第一个说的就是什么 it's such a pain in the
ass.
ass 就是
屁股
但它是一个比较口语然后有一点低俗的说法
But you know my grandmother would say Oh he's such a pain in the neck
Pain in the neck 也可以、就是你如果、想文明一点、你可以说 pain in the neck
Yeah but
或者直接
you can just say such a pain
Such a pain 就可以了
yeah,
对不对、
such a pain
然后我觉得这个就是用法用处特别广了就是除了说一件事儿其实形容一个人也可以的、一个人 A person can be such a pain
Yeah, yeah
对吗
Exactly、
那我们这里就来说说你如果遇到一个人他很麻烦的要求特别多然后很 picky、很挑剔的、除了用 a pain 以外呢还可以用就是这个人很困难对不对
Oh yeah So you could say like This person's very difficult
对 A very difficult person、我们就经常会、想到什么可能 celebrities 明星、Just a very difficult
Yeah Yeah they have a lot of demands
要求很多耍大牌、对吧就 very difficult person
Exactly Exactly、
好那我们接下来看看把麻烦做一个动词啊就是这时候你要麻烦别人可能帮你、帮忙的
Okay、yeah so like Hey can I trouble you To、do something for me
所以又用到了 trouble
Yeah
麻烦对吧
Yeah cause you wanna Yeah you understand that like They're doing you a favor、And like maybe it's not You know very convenient for them
对、so, 你要客气一点
Exactly
Can I or could I、If you want to be even more polite、Could I trouble you to、Help me with something、对、Could I trouble you to Quickly look over this email for me
Yeah
帮我校对一下英语邮件啊什么的啊、然后通常那个对方就 怎么说比较客气的回复就是 Oh, it's no trouble at all.
Oh, yeah.
就是不一点都不麻烦。
Yeah, 一点都不麻烦。
对吧
Exactly.
是不是这 trouble 还能用在比如 Sorry to trouble you.
Yeah, you can say sorry to trouble you.
Or sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
这个用的更多一点。
Yeah, I think bother is used a little more. But bother is kind of like 打扰。
啊，对对对，可能那个人正在忙自己的事情，然后你要去打扰他、mm-hmm. so sorry to bother you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
然后如果是陌生人在街上，比如问路，哎，麻烦你能不能告诉我这地方什么走？这个最好的还就是
Well, I would just say, hey, excuse me.
Excuse
me. Yeah, I would just say excuse me.
对，其实可能有些朋友也听过我们前段时间说的 excuse 的那集节目啊、mm-hmm. excuse 你的语气语境不一样，它也可以有非常不一样的意思、所以如果你错过那期节目也可以回去再听一下啊。好，那另外我觉得英语里面可能也会说 Do you mind?
Oh yeah, do you mind?
你是不是介意 help、
yeah.
me with something?
Yeah, exactly.
帮我一下，其实就是也有点想麻烦一下、麻烦你一下、
Yeah, and yeah, usually if people respond, you know, and they'll say, oh, I don't mind,
我不介意。
Exactly.
好，那今天我们分享了很多像随便麻烦这样的口头禅英语里面怎么用，那希望你觉得今天的内容对你非常的实用，非常的有用。那还有哪一些这个小说法、口头禅，你很想知道在英语里怎么表达？大家也可以在留言里面告诉我们，我们在以后的节目里面很乐意和你分享。
Yeah, that's right, guys.
It's no trouble at all for us.
一点都不麻烦。
哎、it's our pleasure. 是我们真的很乐意做的事情。
Yeah, that's right.
好，那虽然我们今天的节目结束了，但如果你想学更多英语的话呢，那我们开言的会员课程是更加的丰富的，因为我们每天都有更新，而且现在已经累积了就是1000多节各种实用的，有
多啊，
真的很多啊！过去的几年，实用、有意思、有趣、地道的英语课程，那也希望大家在成为我们会员以后呢，真的可以就是每一天，把学习英语融入生活，去学对你有用啊、能够让你感兴趣的英语。那你可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先来免费试用一下，那在我们的公众号呢也有一个快速成为会员的升级按钮，学习一年只要629，也是全网最优惠的一个价格。 Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.